Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Well, the UTV, some people call it a side-by-side, and the plow are backed into my garage. I am waiting for the first measurable snowfall, and a plowing I will go. What will happen in regard to the snowfall amounts in the Northeast, that's where I live, and across this country during the winter is part of a cycle known as El Niño / La Niña Southern Oscillation. You may see initials in capital letters ENSO for short. Which cycle are we in, El Niño or La Niña? There is also a neutral cycle. People don't realize this, and I'll discuss that at length in a little bit. Well, El Niño means little boy. It was named for baby Jesus. La Niña means little girl. You see, years ago, fishermen in the Pacific noticed a severe drop-off in catching fish around December, so they named it El Niño. And once again, I'll discuss why that happens. Consequently, scientists began to study oceanic and atmospheric conditions. In the U.S., NOAA, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, looks at all the data and makes scientific predictions about what type of weather pattern we are in. So you see, there's lots of initials, lots of places, but there's a lot of science that goes into all this. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, we need to know that it's going to go from region to region across the U.S. and Canada. Currently, we are in a double dip cycle of La Niña, meaning La Niña was present last year. So what is La Niña? During the neutral year, the trade winds blow west at the equator. This takes warm water, and this is crazy when you think about it. It takes it from South America to Asia. But during the La Niña year, the trade winds blow more water in the direction of Asia. So the top level of water, now think about this, we're talking about the entire ocean. The top level of water is being pushed all the way across, and there goes the warm water. It is replaced by cooler water below. This process is known as an upwelling. So we have colder water and nutrients from below rising to the surface layer. Now go back to those fishermen, and the warm water and the fish that they were catching are now gone. They've moved off with the warmer water. Colder water from below comes up, and they're fishing, or they're catching a fish, is much less. The next piece of the La Niña puzzle is the colder water. This causes the jet stream to migrate further north, which could keep colder winter temps in the upper U.S. and Canada. La Niña changes temperature and precipitation, and it could adversely affect tornadoes, hurricanes, and droughts in the U.S. And I am recording this in the morning, knowing that last evening there were severe tornadoes in the south, but specifically Kentucky. Could this be a result of La Niña? Yes. There's no definites, but it could have a piece or add a piece to that puzzle. Depending on where you live in the U.S., it will dictate the weather you will have for the next few months. Remember, these are scientific predictions. So now remember my nonno's, that's grandfather in Italian, his words. The weather does as it pleases. So here is the general rule during a La Niña year. Drier and warmer than normal across the southern United States, which will push up into the Northeast, and cooler, wetter patterns in the northern U.S. and Canada. That also includes Southeast Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. They're going to be part of that latter group. So last year, moving on to the farm, I did not have a UTV or a plow. I used a snowblower. Well, you go, all right, so what's the big deal? You see, right outside my home, the parking area is probably large enough for easy for 20 cars. But my road that goes to the main road is longer than a football / soccer field. Depends on what sport you play. So snow blowing for me was the ultimate workout. Personally, I want snow and lots of it. Lots of it. See, I'm always excited when I'm talking about snow. It's difficult to snowshoe on dirt. Well, I groom the trails that go through my forested area for great winter adventures. But La Nina, if it holds true, I will have less snow. So you see, sledding, tobogganing, and snowball fights might be rare this year. But hey, I am the optimist. This means winter hikes and sitting outside by the fire pit with family and friends and having, you know, your favorite beverage out there. And you see, I love option number one. I love snow. But option number two is still a winner in my book. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.